going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Today is the day disgraced former Congressman George Santos learns his fate for a variety of crimes.
Santos has been keeping busy the last few months, recording messages on the site Cameo. But after today, we may not see the 36-year-old for many years. Prosecutors want Santos to be sentenced to 7+ years in federal prison for fraud and identity theft, because they believe recent social media posts show that Santos is not remorseful. But Santos said in a letter to the judge that he can be profoundly sorry and upset at the same time. Santos pleaded guilty last summer. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Today's the day we expect a not guilty plea from the suspect in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He will be in federal court in Lower Manhattan. Let's get the very latest on that with our Glenn Chuck.
And these charges against Luigi Mangione coming by federal indictment last week. Four charges, in fact, including murder through the use of a firearm, which carries a maximum sentence of death. In fact, federal prosecutors are declaring that intent to seek that against Mangione, according to a court document that was just filed last night. We checked in about all of this with former prosecutor David Schwartz.
Pam Bond, the has already stated that she will be seeking the death penalty, which is a little unusual at this stage of the game. Many times they go through an analysis and it would not be announced at the very beginning of the case.
Mangione expected to face the judge around 1 this afternoon, accused of shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside the Hilton in Midtown in December. Now, Mangione has already been indicted on nearly a dozen state charges in New York, is also facing state charges in Pennsylvania. He's being held at Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Lower Manhattan.
In Crown Heights last night. That's from video posted on X of an anti-Israel protest popping up on Eastern Parkway and Kingston Avenue. Apparently, it got ugly, with several Jewish residents allegedly being hit and shoved. 5 people were arrested, but so far no word on charges. In a statement, Rabbi Yaakov Berman called what happened outrageous and deeply disturbing. Speaking of disturbing, a New York City lawyer behind bars accused of being a real sicko.
He was a practicing attorney in Manhattan, but leading a double life out of his Midtown apartment, running a 50 Shades of Grey-styled nightmare.
The defendant, we allege, beat them, drugged them, and restrained them. He used a shock collar and a cattle prod intended for livestock.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says Ryan Hemphill lured women from sugar daddy dating sites.
He wielded his law degree and money as both sword and shield, coercing and silencing survivors.
He's facing 116 counts of rape, assault, and possession of illegal guns and drugs. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The New Jersey wildfire that forced the evacuation of some 5,000 people in Ocean County now being investigated as a case of arson. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer.
I'm not prepared to discuss the motive at this time, nor does the state have to prove what the motive is. We can just confidently say that we think the fire was set intentionally.
19-year-old Joseph Kling has been charged with arson and aggravated arson, with officials saying he started a bonfire using wooden pallets and then did not fully put that blaze out, sparking the wildfire, which then spread to 15,000 acres. This blaze is still burning. It's just 50% contained. No injuries have been reported, but one commercial structure and several vehicles were destroyed. A worker seriously injured in Bay Ridge, where a gas main erupted while National Grid crews were performing scheduled repair work. This happened at 160 86th Street. Councilman Justin Brannon telling 1010 Winds.
People just didn't know what was going on. And then there was also obviously the smell of gas that was around the neighborhood. So, you know, even, you know, 20 blocks away, people could smell gas.
The injured worker is in serious condition at Lutheran Hospital. Lawyers for Letitia James now accusing the Trump administration of cherry-picking information against the New York Attorney General as part of a possible criminal probe. James says she mistakenly listed a Virginia home as her primary residence. The Justice Department accuses her of mortgage fraud. In a five-page letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi, lawyers for James called the referral for a criminal investigation, quote, a meritless, hypocritical salvo in President Trump's revenge tour against their client. Councilmember Tiffany Caban, among the city lawmakers leading the charge now to strengthen civil rights protections and health care access for those who identify as transgender, gender nonconforming, and non-binary.
It mandates that the city create a resource hub and conduct a Know Your Rights campaign to make critical life-saving information readily available to the trans and gender nonconforming community. This includes information about their rights under the law, how to access gender-affirming care, and where to find support from community organizations.
Supporters of this legislation say it's needed in the wake of President Trump's rollback of protections for the transgender community. Today is Arbor Day with some fun stuff courtesy of Friends of City Hall Park. Founder Skip Blumberg tells 1010 Winds they'll be doing a dawn to dusk walking tour.
We're going to be talking about the details, our love for trees. We may even be hugging trees. You know, we may be doing that.
Part of the event is to advocate for the Parks Department to receive more city funding. Learn more at cityhallparknyc.org. One popular Arbor Day tradition is to plant a tree in memory of someone. And Arbor Day Foundation CEO Dan Lambie says that's a great idea.
More and more today, people want to do something positive for the environment, but they scratch their head sometimes wondering what they can do. And one thing they know they can be a part of is planting trees, whether it's in their front yards or backyards, or whether it is volunteering in their communities. People want to be a part of the solution. And it's an exciting time to be thinking about engaging through getting your hands dirty and planting trees.
Get more info at arborday.org. The Bedford Library is back in business. After a four-year-long closure, the branch of the Brooklyn Public Library reopened its doors with a resounding reception from a grateful community. Spokeswoman Fritzi Bodenheimer.
In the Bed-Stuy neighborhood, we have a lot of creators and makers, and having that space where they can be during the day, maybe do some work or have a meeting. It's a really valuable resource to the neighborhood.
The library was initially closed because of the pandemic, then underwent years of renovations, and then had its reopening delayed by supply chain issues. In the end, all's well that ends well. It is now back to its regular operating schedule Monday through Saturday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.